The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, Delaware County, Muncie, Anderson, I mean, all the surrounding spaces. You guys, happy Saturday. Hope you're doing well today. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Connected with Lindsay Marie. I'm all about connecting you all with everyday folks doing amazing things in their community. And listen, today is, we're not, nothing short of that today, right? I have Miss Delaney Lamb here in the studio with me today. Delaney, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Delaney, you are here. You are a recent poetry champion, right?
Yep.
You got to tell me a little bit about that because, listen, poetry is not one of my gifts. All right. It's clearly yours. But tell me about this competition.
Competition itself was something I discovered through school, through a club from Poetry Out Loud. And it was an opportunity for me to find poems, have them click, memorize, and compete. The poems itself has to be something that stands out.
Yeah.
It has to be something that you can connect with emotionally, physically, mentally, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do the competition, not only are you there to be yourself, you're also competing against other kids from other schools, etc.
Tell me a little bit about that process, right? Poetry mm-hmm. Out Loud. When you competed, are you doing it on a mic, like in front of a crowd?
Yeah, we did it on a stage in a theater in front of crowd on a mic. And it was kind of nerve-wracking at first, I'm not going to lie. Because I had really never done a competition like that before.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a new, good experience. And it also helped me kind of come over my stage fright a little bit because I definitely did have that.
Yes. Yes. And listen, as I'm sitting here talking to you, you know, I am someone that I've definitely had stage fright. You know, when I first started out, like, what are some of the things that go through your mind, like, as you're about to recite? That maybe help you get over the stage fright. What do you think?
The director of the competition at the time actually said to think of it as like you just hit a home run.
Mm.
Grant, I had never really played baseball. I have played kickball when I was in like third, fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
So I thought of it as like that. And it kind of helped a little bit calm down. Think of it like, well, I'm doing this for the team. We're going to go out there.
Yeah.
What happens, happens in the end.
That. Exactly. You just put it out there. Leave it on the mic, girl. And it sounds like you did just that. Tell me about what you recited most recently in the competition that got you that championship status.
So the poem I recited to get the school champion part was called The Definition of Love by Andrew Marvell.
Okay.
I did pretty good job.
Yeah, you did, champ. Yes, you did.
And went to the state where we had three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
The first round, we had to recite the same poem from our school competition, and then we had to pick two more. The two more that I picked were January 1795 and December 1919 by Claude McKay.
Mm-hmm.
December 1919 was the one I actually recited on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of short, it's quick, but it's also got a kind of a dark emotion to it.
Okay. That's still artsy, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dark, let's be real. I got some darkness, right, that I have lived through.
Right.
And I had to get through that darkness so that I could, you know, reach that mm-hmm. light. Because I didn't want to stay there, but it's a part of life. I love that you spotlight that.
Yeah. December 1919 is basically about losing somebody you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely stuck out to me a little bit because I have lost somebody that I deeply cared about.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So that, did it give you an outlet that maybe life couldn't give you, right? When you recited that, maybe you, it took, does it take you to a place that emotionally helps you to, you know, get through some of the hard that you might be dealing with?
It definitely helped me deal with it a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah.
Helps me express how it is I feel on the inside versus what I show on the out.
Mm, that's deep, girl. I like that. And I didn't even give our listeners a chance to, I just dove right in. Let's pause for a minute. Let's talk about you, Delaney. So what grade are you in? What school do you go to?
I am in the 11th grade at Indiana Digital Gateway Academy.
Yeah.
And just turned 17 as of yesterday.
Come on. Listen, your mom told me that off mic. And I said, Delaney, you just had a birthday.
Yep. Had a birthday yesterday.
Birthday, Delaney. Happy belated birthday. I'm just
you.
A little late. That's okay. Yes. Did you do anything special for your birthday?
Not really. Mainly stayed at home, celebrated there.
That's good. Amongst the people that love you and that you love. That's awesome. Celebrating life with your loved ones. That's beautiful. So, all right, let's dive back in. So your journey, right? You get up on stage, you recite this poem. What would you say, how do you get into the space where you kind of let go of who Delaney is and become the performer, if you will?
So what I did is when I got on the stage, obviously I fixed my mic so it would be where it needed to be.
Yeah.
And I just took a moment to myself, took a breath, kind of let my nerves go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recited the poem. Gave it best emotion I was able to.
Yeah.
And just let it go.
I like it. I like it. Do you, when you look back or think back on poetry performances, do you have any favorites? Personal favorites?
I don't really think I have any personal favorites on poetry performances.
Yeah? Yeah?
I have favorite poets, but not so much performances.
Okay. Tell me some of your favorite poets.
My favorite poets would have to be like Edgar Allan Poe, Emily Dickinson, and most recently Claude McKay.
Come on. Yeah. Wonderful. I love it. What do you think sparked you to jump into poetry? Like, what was it maybe from your childhood, or maybe you just started? I don't know. Like, what sparked you to start?
Well, in school, you always learn about poetry. You kind of learn the fundamentals of it, whatever. I've always been interested in poetry. I like reading a lot. I like writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we started talking about poetry in school, that's where I was like, kind of like, ooh, this is something interesting. I could read more into this, find out all these different types. And then I just think it kind of stuck.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And then you brought something with you today. Tell me about what this is that you've brought with you today.
This is actually a book my mom gave me.
Okay.
That she used to have. But in it, I have written like a song that's halfway being worked on.
Okay.
And also, I have the poems that I recited for the competition that were my favorite. So
nice.
January 1795 and December 1919.
Okay. Well, listen, keep that close because after the break, I mean, listen, I'm artsy. This isn't my lane, though. I'm going to let you stay in this poetry lane. It's not my gift, but it's yours. I would love for you to share your gift on air after the break. What do you think about that, Delaney?
I think that sounds good.
Yes. I love it. I'd love to hear. We're going to do that after the break. So stay right here. I am with my new friend, Delaney Lamb. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your poetry journey after the break and hear you recite a little something. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
I love it. All right. We'll be right back right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, we are back from the break, and I am here with Delaney Lamb, if you're just joining us. She is talented. You know, you just won the champion title at Poetry Out Loud. You're a junior at Indiana Digital Gateway Academy. Thank you for being here.
It's great to be here, honestly.
Yes, this has been really fun just to, you know, talk with you on the mic and off the mic, getting to know you and just your poetry journey. This is awesome. Yeah, so as you're at the competition, right, let's talk a little bit with Poetry Out Loud. Is this the first, how many times have you done this?
This is the first time I've ever done a Poetry Out Loud competition.
Okay. And so first time in, newbie comes in and takes the gold.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Own it, girl. Own it. You did that. You took up space and you owned that stage. Very good. Very good. So in doing so, right, tell me, you know, we touched on this, but what kind of got you started here in poetry? You like writing.
Yeah,
right?
I like writing. I like reading. It's kind of something I've done my whole life is reading, and wrote a couple stories for school projects. I've written a story on my own myself. I've also read one of my first and probably only poetry books, Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. And I kind of like poetry based off of reading, school, most of that.
Speaking of school, is poetry like an outlet for you?
Like, it can be for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How do you do balancing your academic work plus making sure you're feeding that poetry part with inside you?
I think I mainly just wait until everything's calmed down after a school day, got all my things I need to get done, finished, and then once I have time to myself, I focus on that.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I like it. I like it. Well, what's next for you, Delaney? I mean, you've won this, you know, amazing title, right? What happens next? Is there like a, because we talked a little bit, there were how many people in this competition?
There were 14 or 15 people total in the competition.
Okay, and they were from your school?
All over the state, from different schools.
Wonderful. So from all over. All right, great. What's next for you? Like, now that you've done this, what are your, do you have an even like bigger goal? Like, you know what? I've done this. This is next for me.
I can't ever really say much for the future because anything could happen.
Yeah.
Plans can change. I know I really want to be a writer. I want to be a singer. All these things. And I also know I want to possibly end up being a vet one day or a doctor of some kind. So it honestly just depends on how the future takes me, where it goes from here.
Okay. Hey, I mean, it's endless for you. Like, you've got lots of skills, right? So wherever you decide to focus, girlfriend, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. I love that for you. Yes. All right. So before, here's what I really want, because I said that I wanted to provide a space for you to recite something today. Are you still down for that?
Yeah, I'm still down.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Before we do that, I do have a question. You know, let's say that someone's listening and maybe they're a youngster or maybe they're a big kid like me that is like, where do I start? You know, poetry is kind of a cool thing. I've never done it. But, you know, what advice would you give to someone?
I would probably say if you're going to do something like the Poetry Out Loud competition, you want to find poems that connect with you emotionally. You want them to stand out to you based on what you've experienced and how you think you were able to portray it. Also, it might be difficult memorizing at first, but after a couple minutes, once you try all the strategies and you get it going, it doesn't take very long. You just, it'll click, like multiplication, mm-hmm. facts.
Yeah, good advice, good advice. So self, you know, just knowing yourself and knowing, you know, what will click with you, right? That self-expression. I like how you named that, how important that was. Awesome. All right. Well, listen, I would love to hear something, whether it's, you know, what you recited at the competition or something original. You know, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to recite the poem I recited at the competition called December 1919 by Claude McKay.
Okay. Let's hear it. The mic is yours, girl.
Last night, I heard your voice, Mother, the words you sang to me when I, a little barefoot boy, knelt down against your knee. And tears gushed from my heart, Mother, and passed beyond its wall. But though the fountain reached my throat, its drops refused to fall. 'Tis 10 years since you died, Mother, just 10 dark years of pain. And oh, I only wish that I could weep just once again.
I just feel like this is a snap moment. Yes. Wow. I love the pause that you gave it before you started. You went there. It's almost, I mean, tell me about that process.
It lets me get my nerves out.
Yeah.
Helps me concentrate a little bit.
Yes. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
So that's the one that they said, oh, it's this girl. It's Delaney Lamb, right?
That was the one I recited at the state competition, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. I loved it. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You mentioned that you were writing a song right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on? Like, what's the, I don't know, what's, are you, if you're willing to share any of it, what inspired the song?
The song itself is something, it's called Insecurity. It's based on insecurities that I have.
Okay.
And want to overcome later.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Because do you know, I mean, everybody has insecurities.
Yeah.
Everybody, okay? Every person that you meet has something that they are insecure about. So, you know, the fact that you are vulnerable to write it out, put it on paper, you know, that's almost, girl, that's like therapy, what you're doing with yourself. You know what I mean?
The funny thing is, it actually started out as a joke that me and my sister were doing one day.
Yeah.
And she was the one who decided, hey, you should write this as a song. And I thought about it. And I was like, I'll give it a try. Why not? Never wrote a song before.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the first song I've ever wrote. And okay. I got lyrics down for the most part. Still working on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's kind of how it's going.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. And you know what? Shout out to your sister for the inspiration, right? She probably, what, just randomly said it and...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and you did, it kind of sat with you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Do you know how many times, like, people, like, they have an idea and they just sit on it? It just sits on them, right?
Right.
And they never do anything about it?
It's just kind of like, I don't really know. And then you're just kind of doubting yourself a little bit. And then it never gets done because you don't really know.
Yes. And because of our own insecurities, right? We just let it sit there. We're not sure, you know, what others might think about it or
right.
just how good it will turn out. We get nervous. We let fear get in the way. Fear and insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not letting that stop you. So thank you. I mean, I haven't even heard the song yet, but I know it's going to be good. And it's something too, Delaney, that we can all relate to, you
yeah.
know, like we may not have the same insecurities, but I have some. So when I get the pleasure of hearing this song, because I want you to keep in touch with me, please. Thank you.
I will try my best.
Yes. You got to keep me posted when you're done with this song. I mean, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. Because I am certain that it will resonate somewhere with me and our listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll definitely once I get it figured out, find a way to get some music for it, I might let you know.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Delaney, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on Poetry Out Loud. Appreciate you sharing your gift with us right here on WMUN. Appreciate you.
It's been awesome. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listeners, thanks so much for listening in today on this Saturday. Enjoy your weekend. Right here on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. We'll be back next week.